Okay, good morning to everybody. So continuing on in a discussion of the qualifications for participation in the Sanhedrin, remember we're mechalek in Perek Beis already between Halacha Aleph, which was Bechol Sanhedrin, and Bein Sanhedrin Gedola, Bein Sanhedrin Ketana, and Halacha Beis, which is a Din Prati in the Sanhedrin Gedola, as we learned from the parish of Zakin Mamre, Vekamta, Vealisa, HaMakom, Asher Yivchar, Hashem Lokecha, L'Shakein Shemosham, Uvasala, Kohen, Ola, Shofet, Asher Yeba, Yamim Ahem. So Kohanim and Levim, that was a din in the Sanhedrin Agedola, bin Sanhedrin Lemizbeach, Melamed Shetasim Sanhedrin Eitz Lemizbeach, whereas the first set of qualities, we talked about, you know, Muflagin B'chachmas HaTorah, and Balei Deya Miruba, people of great and erudition and knowledge, generally speaking. So that was a din in the Sanhedrin Ketana as well, even though Lacha Mishnah said it's not Likuva. We would hope that everybody and every Sanhedrin, whether it's Shivim Ve'echad or Chaf Gimel, would have all of those qualities, but at minimum the Rambam already covered Echad Yodei Ladaber, Ra'i Lahoru Salamid V'chal Torah Kula, Ve'echad Ra'i Lishma. Halacha Gimel, Ein Mamidin B'chol HaSanhedrin. This sounds like it's back to the standards of Aleph, Bein Sanhedrin Gedola, Bein Sanhedrin Ketana. I think it's Meduyak. Lo Zaken Muflag Bishanim. Lecha Mishnah points out, because there is a mitzvah, L'achzer Achar Ba'alei Seva. We certainly want to find people who are experienced, but Zaken Muflag Bishanim, it's predicated on the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin Lamed Vav Amud Beis. As Rashi says, they're so old that they already forgot that Tzarek Gedol Banim. Ornery, they don't necessarily remember how challenging it is to have young children, even in the pre-COVID era. So, lo zaken muflag b'shanim v'lo saris mipnei sheyesh bohen achzarius v'lo mi she'ein lo banim, even though there's no anatomical or physiological reason, kidei sheyehe rachaman. So this is a very fascinating idea, right? We believe that the Sanhedrin, first and foremost, is an institution of mishpat. Right, Kia Mishpat Lelokim Hu. At the same time, you know, there's an element of Rachamim. So, one way a person might say this is that we're going to get to the idea of Pshara, and the Rambam says, any Bezdin, which is Ose Pshara Tomir, Hareza Mishubach. So, the whole idea of Pshara is it's somewhere between Mishpat and Tzedakah. It's somewhere between, it says, Avahi David Ose Tzedakah, U Mishpat Lecholamo. It's somewhere between Emes and Shalom, Emes and Mishpat Shalom, Shiftu B'Sharechem. So you need to have Rachmanim, because we have to have the capacity to go over to the side of Pshara. Okay, I think that's one way of saying it, but I don't actually think that's the Pshat. I'd like to say a different Pshat based on the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Beis deals with the topic of Pikuach Nefesh being Docha Shabbos. The Sugya and Masechta Yuma towards the end, there are eight different suggestions that I recall in the Amoraim why it would be that Shabbos will be superseded by Pikuach Nefesh. Maybe the most famous is Chalol Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Tishmor, Shabbos Os Harbe, but that's not the one we paskin like. We paskin like V'chai Bahem, V'lo Sheyamus Bahem. So we should be able to live through the laws of the Torah, V'lo Sheyamus Bahem. So the Rambam takes it as an opportunity to explain that the Mishpatei HaTorah, even Mishpat itself of the Torah, forget about Pshara, but Mishpatei HaTorah, Rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam ve'einan nekama ba'olam. And then the Rambam says, ve'elu haminim she'omrim shezechel lo Shabbos, people who are heretics, or apikorsim, according to some Nuschos, who say that this is really chilul Shabbos, aleihem akasav omer, gam ani nasati lamechukim lo tovim, mishpatim lo yichyu bohem. So the point is that even the Mishpatei HaTorah, even the din itself is reflective of a kel rachum v'chanun, rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. It's not a matter of pshara, it's a matter of din, that pikuach nefesh is deiches kol toler kula, of course, with the exception of situations of kiddush Hashem and gimel chamuros. That's a reflection of the Mishpatei HaTorah. So to be a dayan, forget about pshara, but just to know the mishpat, so rachamim is already built into the system, and that would be lafukei zakin muflag sheshachach tzar gidol banim. Maybe if a person hasn't been, maybe it's not an objective din. Maybe if you know somebody really is a rachaman, they could continue to serve. Maybe it's the best of all worlds because they have the most experience. V'lo saris v'lo mi she'ein lo banim. A person who doesn't have that parental experience, rachim aval banim, there is no rachamim like rachame aval aben. We learned that from the sugya of ababim achteras im zarcha lav hashemesh. The idea that even if a father is prepared to burglarize their son, they're not prepared to take lethal action against the child. And I think that in a broader sense, what it really reflects is the idea that when it comes to Torah, it's so critical for us to be able to, and Din in particular, to be able to say, what if it were my child? What if it were my son? What if it were my daughter? Right, that's like Sugyan Ksuvis, where Shmuel ruled Lechomer in a particular case of Shavuyos, of women who were taken captive, and his father chastised him, what if it was your daughter? Kishkaga Yotze Mipi Ashalit, and then it happened to his own daughter. So the point is that we're supposed to relate to everybody that's in front of us as if it was really a family member, not in terms of blinding us and making us less objective, but understanding the integration of Rachamim with Din.